What do you do? You say, well, if we stay here, is it going to get better? Are the people going to go away? Are we going to get back to what it used to be? Mm-hmm. Chances are no. Well, what do we do? It's classic because St. Louis was 800,000 people. And the suburbs were out there, but they weren't much.
Right. Manchester Road was just a pharmacy and a pharmacy.
Way out there. Well, now look at it. Yeah. St. Louis is scrunched. Everybody's moved out this way and continue to move west. I mean, I went out once with Dick when we got 22 or something like that, and I was just so worn out. I couldn't, you know, you're trying to get from this place, and it was over in Illinois, and we say, well, we got to get one every 15 minutes.
These are the hydrangeas. They don't have any blooms on them now. And that's what they should be. See, they dry so pretty on them. Can you see that little red flower?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Hawks we had here. Hawks.
Wonderful. It was just wonderful.
And they kept cleaned out all the chipmunks.
I mean, all of the voles, all of the bad
really?
Wow.
things.
And then they left.
They follow the food, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
We never saw squirrels or birds for about 2 months. Now, the squirrels are back. The birds are back. Thanks. Do you know what the predator of the hawk is? An owl. We were talking to a guy because one of the hawks flew, we think, into a fence.
He was laying
there and he was injured, so we went out and covered him up and then took him to the animal.
Yeah, the bird sanctuary.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
Birds. Okay.
It died a week later, but they did everything to try and save it. He said that's their most common injury is they fly into objects, man-made objects. I guess they come down so fast or after prey. Who's higher on the food chain? He says, an owl. I have a picture of an owl just sitting up in a tree doing nothing. Yeah.
This concludes the Slaga Podcast. For more information about the Slaga Group and geocaching in the St. Louis, Missouri area, go to www.geostl.com. Here's wishing you a strong signal and a trusty bearing.